Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. Next week, Cameron University will welcome the first speaker for Academic Festival 10. Charles Mann is a best-selling author and journalist whose work has appeared in such publications as The Atlantic Monthly, Fortune, and National Geographic. His book 1491, A History of the Americas Before the Arrival of Columbus, won a Book of the Year award from the National Academy of Science. We spoke earlier this week via telephone. Charles, thanks for your time today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
I'd like to start with the basics. Your work is focused in the areas of science, technology, and commerce. What sparked your interest in these areas, and what are you able to convey to your readers by reporting on them?
Well, when I started as a journalist many years ago, I had this sort of romantic idea that I wanted to chronicle the important events of our time, to learn about them as they happened, and possibly to explain them to other people. And it seemed to me that the big events, you know, not just sort of like the local car crash or something like that, but the really big events were advances in science and technology. And I could see that in my own life. When I was very little, I had a life-threatening infection. And if I had been born 15 or 20 years earlier, there wouldn't have been the antibiotic that saved my life. And similarly, when my daughter was born, she had a terrible surgical type problem, and without the kinds of recent discoveries in medical technology, my wonderful daughter wouldn't be here now. So that's what seemed to me what I wanted to chronicle. And then later, it occurred to me that what was most important really wasn't quite so much the discoveries themselves, but the kind of the way that they interacted with the rest of society. And so that's really what I'm most interested in.
So as you've reported on these subjects, what trends and developments have you seen that connect them?
One of the things that I've been very interested in for a long time is agriculture. One of the things that happened in my lifetime is that when I was growing up, it was quite confidently expected by most of the experts that there would be massive starvation in the world in the 1980s and 1990s. And there's a guy named Paul Ehrlich who wrote a book called The Population Bomb that said the battle to feed humanity is over. And he didn't mean in a good way. But at about the same time, there are all kinds of developments in science and technology that dramatically increased the yields of crops, and not just plant foods, but also the kind of crop like cattle ranching and so forth is now much more productive than it used to be. And as a result, less of the world is malnourished now than at almost any other point in human history, despite the fact that the population increased incredibly in the last 30 or 40 years. And that's the kind of example of the thing that I have to talk about, is that these discoveries happened, and then they fed into the sort of society at large, and they dramatically transformed agriculture, which is one of the biggest industries in the United States or anywhere, and had huge impacts on human life as well.
How great a factor is commerce in these advances? You mentioned your interest in exploring how advances in science and technology affect the wider world. How much does commerce drive the capacity of these advances to affect a large number of people?
I think it is a huge driver. Trade, which is a kind of what we think of as commerce, has been an enormous impetus to societal change, for centuries and centuries and centuries. And I don't think that's going away soon. I wrote this book called 1493, and one of the arguments it makes is that globalization began right after Columbus, and that this kind of global change is driven by trade, and a big part of it is the introduction of new kinds of techniques, new technologies from one place to another. And that's just been happening for hundreds of years now, and it's led to enormous disruption. Lots of good effects, lots of bad effects, no matter where you are.
You'll be speaking at Cameron University next week as part of the Academic Festival. What topics will you discuss in that presentation?
One of the big themes of the festival is migration. And what I'm going to say is that when we talk about migration, we often think of it as a relatively recent phenomenon. We think of it in terms of people coming across the U.S.'s southern border. But in fact, it's a much, much older phenomenon, and one that has taken place all over the world, and one that just doesn't involve people. I was just thinking about that when I knew that you were going to be calling. I was thinking about this, and I realized that as I was making my lunch of a chicken salad sandwich, that every single ingredient in my lunch didn't originate from where I am in New England. The chicken comes from Europe, thousands of miles away. The mayonnaise from cow milk. Cows didn't come here. the lettuce that I put on and tomato on my sandwich, the tomato came from Mexico, the lettuce came from Europe. Nothing that I was eating, you know, in this very homey thing was at all something in my area. It was, I was looking at it as this great have a chicken salad sandwich, but in fact, it's this exotic cosmopolitan object. And so we have these very confused ideas about what is home, what is natural, what is local, what is trade, what is international, and I'm going to talk a bit about that.
So just to summarize, this will be discussion of migration beyond simply the movement of people, and when discussing the movement of people, it will be about more than just recent population movements.
Right. The very large example that the United States, as we all know, was a country created by immigrants. But what is not often recognized is that the great bulk of those immigrants until the middle of the 19th century were African American. Up until about 1830, almost four times as many African Americans came to the Americas as Europeans. And so when we think about the past, the people who founded the Americas, you and I typically think of people with those wigs on and, you know, tri-corner hats, or, you know, Spanish swashbuckling conquistadors, or, you know, Portuguese sailors and that sort of thing. In fact, the great majority of people who came here were from Africa, and the number of migrants from Europe didn't begin to outnumber the number of migrants from Africa until the end of the 19th century.
All right. This is fascinating stuff, and I'm sure we can have a much lengthier discussion about it, but I certainly don't want to spoil your presentation. So I'll ask, what else is on your docket for your time here in Lawton?
Well, I hope to get a chance to look. I've been to Oklahoma a number of times, but never to Lawton, so I'm hoping to get a chance to look around, and I'm also hoping to get a chance to eat some Southwestern cuisine. I like the food in Oklahoma and Texas a lot, and I'm hoping to eat some of it.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else about your work or your presentation specifically that you'd like to share in advance with our listeners?
I always say that I have some real terrific pictures to show you, so that if you're the sort of person who worries about getting bored in lectures, at least you can know that you'll get to see some terrific pictures.
All right. That's author and journalist Charles Mann, who will be presenting the first featured lecture of Academic Festival 10 next week at Cameron University. Thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Charles Mann's lecture will be held on Thursday, September 28th at 7:30 p.m. in the Cameron University Theater. Tickets are free and available now. However, all seating is general admission and is first come, first served. For more information about Charles Mann and his work, you can visit his website at charlesmann.org. For more information about Academic Festival 10, visit cameron.edu/festivalx. Or contact the Cameron University Office of Public Affairs at 580-581-2211. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.